26, and it is on page 1006. Have we found it? Are we all present and correct with the Bibles? Okay. He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters his seed on the ground night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know why. All by itself, the soil produces corn, first the stalk, then the ear, then a full grain in the ear. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts his sickle in it because the harvest has come." So we're going to hear, we've got some guests today. Are we excited for our special guests? Ooh. Are we excited for our special guests? Thank you.
Right. Hi everybody, thank you for inviting me back. I've been hanging out with the kids in junior church, but I do love it when we can all be together learning about Jesus. I love it so much, I invited somebody. Would you like to meet him? Well, he should be here soon. I did tell him 10:30, but he doesn't use a watch, you see. He just says he wakes with the sun and...
Hello, Alfie. Sorry, have you started?
Yes, Uncle Giles.
Oh, sorry, Alfie, lad. Oi, that's Farmer Giles to you. Anyway, sorry I was late. I was just sowing the seed for the summer harvest.
Actually, that's just what today's reading was about.
Ah, was it Mark 4? 26 to 34, by any chance?
Yeah. How did you know?
'Cause that's my favourite.
Oh, good. Well, perhaps you could explain it to me, as you're a farmer.
Aye, that I can, Alfie, that I can. You see, lad, in this story, I'm a farmer.
Yeah, 'cause you are a farmer.
Aye, God says... I'm the farmer.
Yeah, because you are a farmer.
Yes, lad. But God says you're a farmer too.
Me?
Yes, lad. All of us.
Farmer Giles, is this you trying to recruit extra farm workers?
No, lad. I'm talking about this parable that Jesus told. It helps us to understand our role in his rescue plan for the whole world.
Whoa. So, we're like super farmers, like Superman crossed with a farmer, flying over the fields.
Steady on, lad, steady on.
Oh.
Not super farmers, more like farmers of the super God. Do you remember what the farmer was doing in the Bible reading today, Alfie?
Milking cows.
No, lad. What have you got between your ears? Straw?
Sorry, must have got distracted in that bit.
He was sowing the seed, lad. And that seed is the word of God. And so, our job is to scatter the seed.
And what else?
To scatter... the seed.
Yeah, and what else?
To scatter the seed, boy.
But don't we have to do something to make it grow too?
To be sure, lad, you're keen. You see, the mystery of the whole thing... But we'll learn a bit more about that later. Hold on. So, All that God is asking of us is that we be willing partners in the kingdom of God and sow his seed.
Right. I think I'm starting to get it. So I'm a farmer. Well, I'm not a farmer, but I am a farmer in this story, I mean. And anyway, my job is to sow the seed of God, which is the word of God. Am I on the right track?
You sure are, lad.
Right. So, Jesus is saying it's my job to tell others about the good news of Jesus.
You've got it, lad.
And then what happens?
Slow down, lad. We'll talk about that in a minute. Oh, I've got a dreadful thirst on me. I'm off to get a brew.
I'm a bit worried about your seed.
Why is that, lad?
Well, shouldn't you be back at the farm doing something with it?
Nope.
So what are you going to do now?
Sleep and get up. Sleep and get up a bit more. Ooh, I need to fix that barn door. And old Nancy the goat, she needs a hoof trim. And
No, I mean about the seed. What do you plan to do about the seed?
I just said, didn't I? Sleep and get up. And sleep and get up.
But...
Look, Alfie, didn't you listen to the parable? It says a man scatters seed on the ground and then night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he doesn't have a clue how. All by itself, it produces corn. First the stalk, then the ear, and then the full corn appears. But it be fed and watered by God's
Farmer
almighty
Giles.
Hat.
Farmer Giles.
Don't you like my singing?
Well.
Steve said it was nice.
Okay. Anyway, so you won't be doing anything?
Oh, I'll be watching, lad. I'll be watching, all right. And as soon as the corn is ripe, I'll put the sickle to it, because the harvest has come. So, you see, lad, the bit in between, the bit that happens under the soil, and how the plant sprouts and then grows, well, that bit's not in my control. Alfie, do you remember what Jesus really meant when he said to sow the seed?
Yeah, I think so. It was the good news about Jesus, right? The word of God.
Yes, Alfie, you've got it. You see, lad, just like God takes care of everything that the seed in the field needed to grow, in the same way, he takes care of the seed that we sow in people's lives. You see, what happens to the seed in someone's heart? That's a mystery, lad. That is the work of God through his Holy Spirit. We can't make it grow. We just need to sow. Then we wait patiently for the harvest. And in the meantime, we trust that God is making it grow. You see, some seeds grow quickly, others take a little longer, but I trust that God will make it all grow in his time. That's our job.
So, you're not worried about your seed?
Nope. There's no need to fret, lad, because I know God's in control.
But Jesus wasn't just talking about seed, was he, Farmer Giles? He was talking about people. Shouldn't we be worried about people?
Remember your job as the farmer, Alfie.
Yeah, I just had to sow the seed.
Aye, lad, we just need to sow. We can't make it grow. Sure, we can pray for folk and look for opportunity to guide and encourage them if needed. But what happens to the seed in their heart, That's the work of God through his Spirit.
I think I get it now.
Alfie, I would have had a much quieter morning if Jesus had used the parable about hairdressing or bricklaying.
Nah, I'm glad you came. I think you were just the person to help me understand.
Me too, lad. Me too. I would not have missed it for all the world. Now I'm off to sample that coffee. That lovely Nadia told me it was the best coffee in Chelmsford. She even said she'd throw in a bicky for me.
Oh, do you think she'll give me one? Well, bye, Farmer Giles, and bye, everyone.
And again he said, what shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest seed on earth. Yet, when it is planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all the garden plants. With such big branches, the birds can perch in its shade. So we are going to have a quiz.
So, we've heard how Jesus used the example of corn and sowing corn seed to explain the kingdom. But now Jesus goes on to talk about mustard seeds. Why mustard seeds? Children, do you know what a mustard seed looks like? No? Would you like to know what a mustard seed looks like? I have some. You want to come up here? Now, these are tiny, but you need to be really careful with these seeds. These seeds are mighty. All right? Yeah? They are what?
Mighty.
Right, look. This is what these seeds look like, okay? We do not want a mustard tree endemic around Meadgate. We will be in a lot of trouble with the council, but have a little look. All right? So the tiniest seeds, yep, tiny seeds, okay? So just let's show the congregation. So these tiny little seeds, Abby, can you see them? So they're tiny seeds.
I have one missing in my back garden.
You're going to grow it in my back garden. Oh, thanks, Soph. Okay, so now, just one of those seeds could grow into a tree over 9 feet tall. Now, I can't picture quite what 9 feet looks like, so I thought I might get you guys to help me. So, Frankie, would you want to help me? Will you come and lay on the floor? So, okay, so Frankie, you lay on the floor. Right, Sophie, lay with your head at Frankie's feet. That's it. Bit further down, bit further down. I think I'm going to need one more person. Yeah, go on then, Jess. And then we're going to... Right, let's see where we get to. Okay. There we go. That's it. Right, keep going. That's it, Jess. Keep going. Where are we? Oh, that's 9 feet. With Jess, it is 11 feet. So, if we stood them up on each other's shoulders, which I'm not going to do because I've risk assessed. I was hoping this would stand up. It's not going to, is it, Al? He gave me a dodgy one. Okay. Fair enough. It would be that high from that tiny seed. It could nearly reach the roof of our church. Thank you so much, children, for your help. You may get up. I'll give that back to you, Al. You can figure that one out. Thank you. Right. Now, we don't tend to see too many mustard trees around Meadgate. But to those listening, this would have been something really familiar. A bit like an Englishman talking about an oak tree. Now, I can imagine the disciples' excitement as Jesus starts to talk about something so familiar to them and applies it to the kingdom of God. Guys, this is the wow of the kingdom. Jesus is talking kingdom maths. The kingdom of God is as small as one of those mustard seeds, kids, that you've got in your hand. It was the smallest of all seeds on earth, yet when planted, it becomes the largest of all garden plants with such big branches that birds can perch in its shade. Jesus is encouraging his disciples that from small beginnings, the kingdom would grow. And it has grown. The church started with 12. And by Pentecost, Peter saw 3,000 saved. And through the book of Acts, we see it continue to grow. And God's kingdom continues to grow. And it's estimated that now there's 2.6 billion Christians worldwide. That's 2.6 billion people that could be sowing the seed of the kingdom. And there's two other facts about mustard seeds that I think are important here. One thing about mustard seeds is that it not only grows, but it spreads. And so prolifically, in fact, that there were really strict rules about planting them. One seed can produce many trees that produce many others and many others and many, well, you get the picture. And the other fact is that they can lay dormant for a number of years, meaning that they can pop up when you least expect it. So don't give up on any seeds that you've sown. So when we read these parables together, they give us both a challenge and an encouragement. The only limitation on the seed is that it needs to be sown. And who did Jesus ask to sow the seed? Yes, us, everyone, yes. We are called to spread the good news of the kingdom. But once sown, through God's power, that tiny kingdom seed grows and spreads beyond what we could ever imagine.